All right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome. Let's get it to the number one podcast in the
world.
Dang, that was good. Right now, we're actually trending on Twitter. I don't know if you check, Stephanie, but if we can go hashtag, correct me if I'm wrong, trending number one.
Wow, congratulations. Yeah.
Thank you. Not internationally yet, because that costs way too much money. Right. But all around the world. All around the world. Not internationally, but all around the world. Anyways, so we've all been here a long time, right, on this beautiful planet called Earth, in this beautiful universe called Universe. Anyways, so, you know, life has its ups and downs, its good moments and its bad moments. What have you taken from everything you've gathered throughout your life so far? What is a one lesson? Oh my God, I keep punching the mic today. I'm trying to have a moment here. I'm just kidding. What is one lesson you've learned from life so far? And I'm going to hand it to the one person that teaches people on a regular basis. Ladies and gentlemen, your love guru, Devin.
Oh, okay. All right. This was a hard one. But I think I'm going to have to go with it. I was trying to the best way to say this, as in, just don't stress over stuff, or just kind of like just be patient, because I feel like a lot in Patrick and Mesa can contest this. Yeah. But you know, a lot of people, sometimes can, you know, make me a little bit angry.
Especially waiters and waitresses.
Don't tell that later.
Absolute beef with waiters and waitresses.
You know, just try to be just more patient, not just hold on to what people like on their comments, or like their judgments, as in like your boss telling you, hey, you need to do this better, this better. And you're like thinking to yourself, I feel like I'm doing the best I can. I'm not doing that to necessarily just hurt you or try to pick on you. They're just trying to help you improve. Or sometimes when, you know, like your buddies, you know, you always have that one friend, like you always like kind of mess with.
Cody.
Yeah, Cody. Yeah, we'll go Cody. Some people take, you know, are very sensitive to that. That's the best way to say it. Stop trying to be really just sensitive. Take things to heart, because I have to realize, I have some good friends who are always there for me, who are always there to listen. They just give me a hard time.
That was beautiful. Because was beautiful. Underlying message there. He's like, I haven't seen them in years.
Because, you know, they're always there to talk. They just mess with me because, you know, it just gets on my skin. But if I don't let it, try to just try to ease back, it becomes just less stressful in life. So that's one thing to say.
Do you ever look back at something that's happened, like that you've gotten mad at? Like, for example, a waitress, you yelled at her because you told her sweet tea. Who knows? Just giving you a rather weird example. Does something happen to you and you reflect on it, or are you kind of just let go type of guy?
I reflect on it just a little bit whenever, you know, I, you know, kind of, like, I think to myself, like, oh, man, did I approach that correctly? Shouldn't I get upset about that? Is it worth to get upset over? Did they really mean that, like, what they said when they're just, like, messing with me? I think to myself, I replay it sometimes. I think to myself, nah, they're just messing with you. But if I keep letting it get to me to that point, it's not them, it's me. Does that make sense? Because I need to learn to let things go once in a while. So
I kind of reflect back.
Do you have
Stephanie's making a face for some reason?
Like, as in,
no, it's just like I come from Colombia, so everybody makes that fun joke here in the United States of, oh, I know Pablo Escobar, or like, well, do you like cocaine, or do you like to sell cocaine? And take it to heart. Like, even though years pass, like the first 2 years, I was like, suck it up and just try to smile, and that's the only thing that they know about. And just let me know. Let me be clear here. Colombia, we do have a lot of stuff. We have amazing views. We have amazing females. We do have amazing coffee. So
just so you know.
Just to let everybody know, whoever is listening. But
all of a sudden, Colombia flights skyrocketed up.
Yes, like, I'm proud to be Colombian. So, yeah, it's hard not to take it to heart. Like, sometimes you listen to it and it burns your veins. Like, your blood is really hard. Yeah, so
Colombian blood just boiling like coffee.
Yeah.
We got something that relates a little bit to Devin today.
You know what's super cool is, like, we didn't even touch on that. Like, you know, like, we have Stephanie that's, you know, a completely different view than what we have because, you know, it's completely different. Do you take offense to this question? I'm going to ask you a question, okay? If someone asks you, because, you know, you have an accent, okay? If someone asks you, where are you from, do you take offense to that?
I think it's the way that they say it. Because sometimes they're kind of be aggressive with you and they're asking you, where are you coming from? So you're going to take it to heart and you're going to be pissed because it's not in a positive way. There's other people that what I answer is like, guess, I want to play. Let's go. Let's play this game. Just guess. Tell me what. And I've been like in Russia, Italy, Iran, Iraq. Oh my gosh. I've been traveling with my accent. So, so yeah. But yeah, usually I'm not that offended about being Hispanic and being Colombian and having a heavy accent.
Hmm. We're learning.
We are learning. We're growing up.
All right, Mesa.
What was the question again? The lesson. So the lesson I learned from life. Life sucks sometimes. You got to just suck it up. You know what I mean? Like, it's not going to just be a walk in the park. You know what I mean? And growing up as a kid, you think it's just always going to be this thing where your parents are always there to pick you up or someone's always there to pick you up when you fall. And I think that a lesson I've learned is that the decisions you make in life can really affect you and can affect you in a negative way or a positive way. It's all about how you decide to take that. I feel like most of us here are pretty religious and, you know, we believe God has a path for most of us. And sometimes we're put in a path that we can't see why we're on that path and why we're doing what we're doing. It can be tough to believe and tough to kind of have that, you know, belief in that. But I think, in life, you just got to keep going and keep plowing through, you know what I mean? And stay positive. And that's what I think is what I've learned from life so far. Yeah.
That was deep.
Thank you.
I read, you know, and I'm going to be quoted on this, and I don't mean to be quoted on this, but this gentleman with the heaven, right, and he's standing next to Jesus, and they're walking down a beach, right, and he sees two footprints walking down this beach about, and like everything that he's going through, right? He can see it like in the sky. He can see all these moments that he's been through, and he sees two footprints. And then when he's going through bad moments, he only sees one footprint, right? He only sees his own, or what he thinks is his own footprint. He's walking through all these bad times. He looks over and he's like, why weren't you there when I needed you the most? And God says, I was carrying you. And like, that's something that I've always kind of reflected back to on something like that. Cause it is hard, right? When you're going through certain things and you don't understand why, because you're like, why am I being put through this at this time? It is hard to kind of see that lesson at the end of the road, but that's one story that's always kind of goes back.
Yep. And what's funny is I remember that exact story. My grandma had like a poster with the footprints and everything. Uh-huh. Like I remember that exact thing. So yeah, I know that story. Yep.
You're just really wondering when is it going to get better.
And it's not even like so much like wondering when it's going to get better. Sometimes it's understanding that you're going through something for a reason.
Yes.
Right. Cool. It's not so much wondering like, man, when am I going to get up on the roller coaster instead of going down? Right. It's okay. Like I'm in a down point at this time in life. Like, what am I going to do to learn from this? What am I going to, you know, do to continue to get through this? Not necessarily like, man, I can't wait for it to get over. It's why am I going through this? Like learning lessons from each down that you're going through.
And I think that's the biggest thing, especially when you're younger, like it's hard to understand that the lessons, it's a why thing. You're trying to learn a lesson from this because essentially, why can't I just be happy all the time? Why can't everything just be positive for me? You know, why can't we just all be great? So, you know, no, I completely agree.
Cool.
That's beautiful.
Thank you. All right, Nay?
No, Patrick. I'm last, remember?
Oh, I forgot you're last. I'm sorry. Patrick.
I'm going to edit her first. So mine's going to tie in a lot with Mesa, actually. So the lesson I have here, right, and I just thought about this the other day, just kidding, is that life can be mean, right? I said life is mean was when I first thought of this. So life is mean. So we, at the old job I used to have, okay, you were graded on certain things that happened. Right, so we're gonna call them strikes. Okay, so you could either have gotten a positive strike or a negative strike. Okay, and if you had one negative strike, it took away 5 positive strikes. Okay, and I always found that weird because it's like you can do all this positive stuff, but one negative thing like blows all that up. Yep. Like, and like it, I feel like in times that things are bad and things are kind of not going your way, that it just seems like it's negative, 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 and like things just kind of start piling on. But there's like those small things that happen. Like, for example, I could be having a bad day and like I'm not very open. Like, so I don't typically tell people when I'm having a bad day. But like I could like, you know, get a call from Devin that day, or, you know, I walk in and like, Nate calls me and she's like, hey, let's go out to eat, dinner's on me. Or, you know, Mesa calls me and says, hey, bro, you want to come over? And like no one knows like anything's bad's happening, but it's like those small things that turn my day completely around. Yeah. Right. So going to that example from work, like life is to me complete opposite. Right. You can have 10 negatives and all it takes is like one positive to completely turn that around. There's a saying that says even the smallest light can brighten up the darkest room. So like that, I think that's where I've taken it from, is that, you know, life will beat you up. Life will. Oh, yeah. They'll beat you up. But all you need was one hand sometimes to kind of pick you up. So yeah, and I think it's concentrating on that one thing, even if it's small. We did a long time ago, one of our first podcasts, and I think Mesa was in on this one, when we talked about small things that happen that we kind of look forward to. Like, for example, I you know, going to Walmart and the front row parking is available and you get the front row. Small things like that can turn your day around. Even if they're so small, you could be having the worst day and like something like that just, you know, brings you up. So yep. Yeah.
And people, like you were saying, like, you know, can really make a big thing for you. Yeah. Right. Like you just feel like everything's beaten down on you, like nothing's going right, but like one person can do one nice thing for you and it's just like, it, you're like, oh my god, you just made my whole day, like without even knowing. Yes, like
like you don't know, like they didn't even do that intentionally to like bring you up. It just, they were them, and it just completely changed
you. Yeah, that's what makes you appreciate the people that are close to you too. You know what I mean? When it comes to family, friends, everything like that, like those people are extremely important to you, to have that tight circle.
And it puts in perspective how some people can just be mean. Like, why are some people, you know, you meet somebody and they're just like mean. Like, you're just like, why do you just have a mean soul? Like, why are you just, you know, like people yell at waitresses because they've brought sweet tea instead of unsweet. I'm just kidding. But like, no, like realistically, you don't know like what somebody's going through. Yep. And to like kind of put maybe your bad day, or even if you're not having a bad day, but some people just need to be less mean, I guess, and kind of understand that, you know, everybody, wherever you're working, from the guy that's, you know, doing a job that maybe no one else wants to do, and the guy that's doing a job that everybody would like to do, everyone in between, like, just needs to understand that we're
human.
Yeah. You know what I mean? We all have feelings. And sometimes it's hard, especially in the moment, to let things go, right? Like who we just talked about. Sometimes it's hard. Sometimes you do have to kind of vent and kind of take a little bit of time to get over it. So it's hard to like even be told the smallest thing sometimes, and, you know, it bums you out. No matter how much you try to attempt to let it go, sometimes you need that little bit of time. So the bum, you know, hurts a little bit after a while.
Yeah, for sure. Stephanie, what do you got? What has life taught you?
Stephanie has notes over here.
Well, I think mine is family. They're not always there for you. So for me, it's because my family, literally, they're not here. I am the only one here. So I just create my own family with my friends. You come ups and downs with friends and even with family members. And sometimes what you were saying, sometimes you want to hold it yourself and you just don't want to share that kind of situations with everybody. You have economic problems and you don't want to tell them because you don't want to worry them because you love them so much. That's what I think. Like, not always they're going to be there for you because you have to stand up for yourself sometimes.
I like it. Like, being able to stand up for yourself.
Yeah, no, for sure. Yeah, you do have to learn. Like, we've kind of talked about it, right? Like, you got to learn to pick yourself up sometimes and be strong. Like, I mean, because you can't, we talked about this in relationships, right? Is that you can't, a lot of people, they try to go find, essentially they're trying to find someone to complete them when you should be completed yourself and then find somebody to share that with. Yeah. So I 100% agree with that. And I do think that's something that kind of gets brushed over too, because we kind of want to spread the word of we're all here for each other, you know, but there is that underlying of like, no, like, you know, you need to be, you need to do everything to better yourself. Like, you know, there's an old saying, I'm quoting all kinds of people here. And I think this was Muhammad Ali. And I think I've said this before, but he said, if you're the same man at 18, if you're the same man at 30 than you were at 18, you've wasted 12 years of your life. And like that kind of goes, you should always grow, right? You should always grow and should always be better and should always be stronger. So I like that. It's beautiful. Nene, are you ready?
Okay. That's it. Okay. So, I just learned that, I guess, like, when I was younger, I used to think, like, life is so perfect and everything's going to be so great and it's going to be so easy, but I quickly found out that it wasn't. So what I learned the most is that I guess I can pull myself out of things so I could grow and pull myself out of bad situations. And the way your mindset has a lot to do with things. So the way the thoughts that you're playing in your head and you're telling yourself really can change everything. So I've learned to quickly, I guess, fix bad situations in my head and like tell myself the right things to say to come out of things instead of going in this dark hole for too long. So I have self-talk, almost like I deal with the emotion. So I'll let myself deal with that emotion and then I feel better. So like I could spend like a day or two if I'm going through a hard time, I go deal with the emotion, get it out if I need to, whatever I need to do, and then I'm better. And then so I feel like I can overcome things a lot faster now that I'm older. And so, and then another thing is I learned like to appreciate people. So like where I work at, I see a lot of sad things and a lot of people have it a lot harder than what we do. So I think about all that stuff that, you know, we're just lucky just being here and just being born here. We have everything so easy. So I learned to like appreciate people a lot. And then also not being so naive. I feel like I used to be really, really naive, and it's just grown from a lot from that. So it's a lot better. I stand up for myself more. But also to have another understanding that I'm not perfect. So I make mistakes too. And so I have to take a step back and just like observe like, hey, I'm not perfect. So know when to apologize. So
learned a lot of lessons.
Yeah. You guys, I've been through life a little bit more.
Did not know this topic at all. She came the most prepared.
Yep. Yeah.
Well, I've been through like, you know, a lot more situations and things in life. So,
well, I think too, the one that stood out to me, like one of your lessons is the mentality part, right? And I think a lot of people that go through like depression or like go through things that are, you know, tough for them, it's sometimes about how you surround yourself, right? If you're upset about something and you're sad and you're mad and you're just drowning in that feeling and not doing something to take your mind off of it, like hanging out with friends or going out to lunch or something, or just doing anything to get your mind off that stuff, it can really wear you down and really drag you down, make you feel worse.
Yeah, and I'm opposite though, but I can't. So like I can't, whenever I'm going through something, I don't surround myself with people. I kind of isolate myself. So I'll deal with the emotion, deal with what's happening, and then I can go out and be, I'm okay. I'm good. Because then I feel like I'm just putting a Band-Aid over it. And I don't like putting Band-Aids over things anymore. I just like to deal with it, get it done with, let's move on. I'm quick to resolve it, I guess. And I don't know if that's the right way to do, but I don't like putting Band-Aids on things anymore.
I think a better way to deal with stuff, if you have something on your mind, you're emotional, is to just vent. You know, like find somebody like a friend. Like
that's
friend.
Hard.
Well, not necessarily like act on it, but you know what I mean? Like find someone you can just talk to and just let out.
And so that gets hard.
You know, because if I feel like if you let it in there, it's going to kind of like eat at you. Because
I guess I've had a lot of situations where I vented, and maybe I vented to the wrong people, like friends and things. Mm-hmm. And it doesn't turn out well. Like they just judged you kind of, and then like especially like, okay, for like an ex-husband, let's say, you were say like, if I vented to my family, they hold this grudge because you vented about this situation about him. Mm-hmm. And that stays with them. We've made up, but they're still within the fight, and I hate that. So I don't think venting about your significant other when y'all argue and fight is that good. I don't know. The older you get, you just learn to deal with yourself. Like whenever there's conflict, I just deal with it kind of myself. And you just, with each other, you fix it. And then that's it. Because your family can have this bad outlook on things. Yeah.
No, okay.
But I don't like venting anymore. Give it all to myself.
Well, I think like venting, you can vent like another way. You don't have to do it verbally all the time. Mm. Like there's people that they like to run.
And oh, I love running. It's me.
Or they like to go kickboxing. They're like so much anger, they want to punch something. So they rather prefer to punch the sack.
Mm-hmm.
So you can
vent other ways. Yeah, instead of talking.
Yeah, and I think we're putting venting into a way of a form of being able to let go, but I'm trying to think of the word. Getting over it's not the word either.
I think the best way you said it was like like letting it go.
Yeah, like
taking your mind off things. Just
yeah, and venting is just a form of that, yeah. Right? Like, being able to talk to someone and vent is attempting to get over it, attempting to let it go. Mm-hmm. So yeah, people do kickbox and work out, and sometimes just go hang out with friends. You don't even have to talk about what you're talking about. It's yep. just a matter of, mm-hmm. You know what? Getting hey, let's play video games, and all you're doing is and just getting your mind about it. Yeah. These are all like steps to kind of, because I do think like, you know, we talked about your thought process, and that's what it is the more you sit there and think about it, the more, because I'm a thinker, yeah. Right? When something happens, I think about every side possible, and I will sit there and think. I've always said that, like, by the time I get to someone, when I, you know, everyone wants to say, if something bothered me, I'm going to confront you. By the time I quote unquote confront you, I've already had this argument probably like 100 times in my head. And I already know probably more or less the 20 things you could possibly say. And I already have an argument for that, and I have an argument for that. So I always
say, but that's not good.
By the time I come and confront somebody.
You see what you're saying? You're saying argument. But that's not good. Like,
well, okay.
Resolution.
Terminology is different. Like, okay, so
the example term, he's using.
Yes. We have a discussion. Whatever the terminology may be.
He's prepared.
Yes. I go in there because so I am a thinker. Yeah, so my mentality is like, and I don't do it necessarily just so I can beat you in the argument. I do it because like I want to make sure that what I'm arguing is not just purely based off of emotion. Mm-hmm. Like I'm not going at you just, you know, purely based off emotion. I have something behind it to say like, hey, like, this is why I'm mad.
Yeah. I mean, how many times have you called me? And you're like, buddy, hear me out.
This is what's going on.
Yes.
Tell me if I'm being irrational. Yes.
That is how I always start that conversation with anybody I call. I'm like, hey, listen, tell me if I'm wrong or if I'm right here. And then because like I don't want to go at you off of emotion. Like that's not something somebody should do. So yeah. So I'm a thinker. I do vent. I do talk to people. And like I do agree that like sometimes it's not always just sit down and let's talk about the situation. Sometimes we just, you know, just kick back and chill it.
Yeah, and I think it's important to take your mind off that stuff because if I don't think it's even fair for yourself to have to feel like you have to deal with those stuff all the time by yourself. Maybe venting can lead to situations where your family member might judge a person or something like that, but you at least were able to get that off your chest. You're able to talk about it, so you're not holding it in, and now it's not turning into a fight later on about something that had nothing to do with that. You know what you're arguing with at that point. So, I don't know. And the thing about it is everybody's different.
Oh, yeah.
Everybody gets to handle it their own way.
Oh, yeah.
Not any way's right or wrong. It's just how you can...
How you can get over that hump. Because that's the main thing. Is like, you don't want to hold on to it. So, whatever's helping you get over that hump is the resolution you should do.